Here to continue our discussion of Fresno Parks and the North-South Divide in that issue, we have Sandra Celedon-Castro with Building Healthy Communities. Sandra, welcome.
Thank you.
In the interest of disclosure, Building Healthy Communities is a program of the nonprofit California Endowment, which is also a funder of Valley Public Radio. Sandra, why are parks such a big issue for your group? You're essentially focusing on health. There are so many different health issues plaguing Fresno and the Central Valley. Why parks?
Well, parks are prevention. We know that parks have a deep impact in how healthy an individual is or will be. Folks who live near parks are more likely to engage in physical activity, which, as we know, is good all around, not just for your physical health, but your emotional and your mental health. Parks improve health, the economy, education, and improve community safety. So overall, parks contribute to the health of an individual and a community as a whole.
Now, turning to this issue of the advertisement that was rejected last Wednesday, you can see it on our website at kvpr.org. You looked at city data and compared the amount of park space per 1,000 residents in North Fresno and South Fresno. In areas north of Shaw Avenue, it's 4.62 acres per 1,000 residents. South of Shaw Avenue, 1.02 acres per 1,000 residents. We'll talk about those numbers in a bit, but what was your initial reaction when the city rejected this bus ad?
Well, you know, we were shocked, especially because the bus wrap was already printed and ready to go on the bus. And we already had we anticipated the bus is already running. It was an educational campaign. And literally at the 11th hour, the city deemed the ad too political. However, they've haven't been able to provide us exactly what is political about the educational ad when it's just highlighting facts that we learned as we were going through the general plan process with the city of Fresno. I mean, we've heard from residents that we work with that parks are not readily accessible in South Fresno neighborhoods, that there is not enough quality parks. So it wasn't information that was new to us, but it was new in this format as presented in the general plan.
Now, again, we invited Mayor Swearingen and also Councilmember Baines and others from the City Council to appear on our program today. They all declined. We did receive a statement from Mayor Swearingen, and she wrote, "The administration appreciates BHC's willingness to raise awareness of the discrepancies between older parts of the city and newer parts that were built according to more modern park ratio standards. But even if we agree with their statements, we can't allow the ad." That goes on to say that local rules prohibit political speech, whether we agree with it or not. And it says they encourage BHC to purchase other forms of advertising. You said the ad isn't political, but essentially you are trying to change city policy. Isn't that the definition of being political?
Well, with the ad, we were actually just providing information. One of our components at Fresno Building Healthy Communities is to make sure that residents are engaged and they know about their city. And so the ad was really just to be a conversation starter about the current state of our park system. It was meant to run on buses that run north and south, east and west, so that as many people in our city would be able to see this information that, again, is readily available on the city's website. So the ad, the intent of the ad was really just to highlight information that we believe residents, all residents in Fresno, should have.
Now, let's look at the issue itself. One of the things that the mayor mentions here is that newer parts of town are built according to new standards that statewide or require a certain amount of park space, and older parts of town weren't built that way. How do you fix that when you have older parts of town that are already there? Do you just take out a bunch of homes and force people out of their homes to build new park space in an old neighborhood? How do you solve a ratio, especially when it's that dramatically different?
Well, I think part of the issue here is the fact that the city has allowed planning and development to just happen, right, without actually having a plan in place or even following their own plan in place. If you look at the current 1989, and I say and current and air quotes, but the 1989 Parks Master Plan actually called for updates every 3 years so that we would keep in line with our city's growth. In the plan, it actually anticipated population growth. It anticipated that we would grow north, and that's why it called for updating this plan so that we would grow parks with it. The city didn't do that. And so now we're at a point where we have 1 acre of park space per 1,000 residents in South Fresno and nearly 5 times that amount in North Fresno. So I think the first step for if we really want to talk about long-term solutions is updating the Parks Master Plan, which should have been updated all along so that we can take a look at where is there land? Where are there spaces that we can use to create neighborhood parks now? Where are there spaces that we can create neighborhood parks in the future? What are the steps that we need to get there? But we can't do that if we are working off of 1989 antiquated Parks Master Plan. So I think that's the first step. There's other examples in other cities that have taken blighted properties, that have taken large blighted commercial properties and turned them into park space, neighborhood park space for folks. So really, before we need to be able to take a look at what do we have in our city right now and where can we put parks? And again, how do we create more and better parks throughout Fresno and specifically in South Fresno where we know there's a huge lack of park space? And the first step for that is updating that Parks Master Plan.
Now, the city says it's already focusing on areas south of Shaw when it comes to parks. They point to the new, soon-to-come-online universally accessible park, also the Martin Ray Riley Park and others that they're making improvements to. Your organization recently talked about an investment that you've made with the Romaine Park. Why isn't what the city is doing enough? Or what are your thoughts there?
Well, again, we can't sprinkle parks here and there. We have to have a long-term solution to how do we make sure that folks in their neighborhoods have access to a park in their neighborhood, that they can walk to a park in their neighborhood. It's not enough. It's simply not enough. Sprinkling some parks here and there, sprinkling some improvements here and there is really not enough. If we're serious about addressing this huge park disparity in Fresno, then we need to have a long-term plan. And that's really what the city needs to do is we need to have a long-term plan. And how are we going to create more and better parks, not just in some neighborhoods, but in all neighborhoods?
Part of the issue when you look at the data, and again, the data in your ad comes from the city's new general plan and a city assessment of park space throughout the community. The city counts in their data not only city parks, but also the flood control basins throughout the city that are open to the public, and also the San Joaquin River Parkway land that's open to the public. The parkway wasn't even envisioned back in 1989. A huge amount of acreage has been added since then. The river happens to be in North Fresno. In that sense, doesn't that skew the numbers? Doesn't that give North Fresno that advantage because people tried to preserve the river from being turned into suburban development? It's kind of a catch-22 there, isn't it?
Well, no. I mean, I think it's great for North Fresno to have access to this additional green space, right? We know, again, green space, having access to green space improves your health. And so that's wonderful. What it doesn't do is it doesn't add green space to South Fresno, right? And so we can do that by adding neighborhood parks, by adding pocket parks. There is, we definitely support having regional areas of recreation, right? But we can't do that in lieu of having neighborhood parks that are easily accessible for folks that have quality amenities. And what you start to see in South Fresno is that you have parks that do not have any amenities at all, where it's literally just a patch of grass, or where there's neighborhoods where they literally do not have a park nearby where children and young people can walk to. And that's really the discussion that we need to be having is how do we create neighborhood parks in all of Fresno neighborhoods, in all of our zip codes, so that everyone has access to a park in their neighborhood and doesn't actually have to get in a car and to actually go and spend some time in nature.
We've only got a couple minutes left, but before we go, this proposal that we talked about just a moment ago with Jose Barraza from Southeast Fresno Economic Development Association, they're talking about taking the city-owned land, 48 acres on South Peach Avenue. It was given to the city by the federal government with the condition that it be converted at some point into a park for the community. Does your group support that? And if so, support that now, or do you want to do the Parks Master Plan first?
We support that. We completely support adding more green space to South Fresno. Here is an opportunity for the city to add 40 acres of park space in South Fresno. We definitely support that. And we don't believe that you have to have either or. We believe we can do a both and. We can update the Parks Master Plan and create additional green space at the same time. This notion that we can only do one thing at a time is not realistic for any city. I mean, governments, people are used to doing things in line at the same time on two separate tracks. And I believe that we can do that. And we need to get started on improving and creating more park spaces in Fresno now, and doing whatever we can in the short term and not losing sight of having a long-term solution, which is updating that park's master plan.
We've been talking with Sandra Celadon Castro with the group Fresno Building Healthy Communities. In the interest of disclosure, BHC is a program of the California Endowment, which is also a funder of Valley Public Radio and other public radio stations. Sandra, thank you so much.
Thank you.